okay, Eric, I'm putting down. At least I'm thinking about how I'm going to do this. I haven't done it yet, but I'm thinking about it. But wait, how do you pick up the baby, Eric? How do you pick up the baby? I don't understand. What do you mean, pick up the baby? Well, in this morning's scripture, we find that Jesus is calling us to follow Him. Isn't it interesting that Jesus really said, believe in me? Jesus said, follow me. Follow me. And as we follow Jesus, we find that Jesus calls us to reevaluate our priorities, to reevaluate what motivates our priorities, to reevaluate how we think about fellow human beings, to reevaluate what we think about money, to reevaluate how we think about children, to reevaluate how we think about ourselves, to reevaluate how we think about God. Jesus calls us to do these things. Jesus wants us to help, to heal, and to make people whole. Jesus wants us to tell and live the story so that the story is seen more than what is seen and heard in the secular world. Jesus sends us into the world and doesn't isolate us from the world. Jesus wants us to live as a called out people, giving our lives so that those around us experience the hope, the direction, and the worth, and the purpose that Jesus has given us. I would like to end today with a famous poem written by Shel Silverstein. Said the little boy, sometimes I drop my spoon. Said the old man, I do that too. The boy whispered, sometimes I wet my pants. I do that too, laughed the little old man. Said the little boy, I often cry, and the old man nodded, so do I. But worst of all, said the boy, it seems grown-ups don't pay attention to me. And he felt the warmth of a wrinkled old hand. I know what you mean, said the little old man. Put down the book and pick up the baby. Put down the overweening career. Pick up the baby. Sometimes our obsessions with and addictions to material pleasures drives us to work so hard that we ignore those who are closest to us, let alone those who aren't close to us that need us so badly. No matter what the age, no matter what the race, let us repent and be the called out people that God has called us to be. Amen? Take time to share the hope and joy in our lives with others. If we don't, as Christians, as people who claim to follow Christ, as people who claim to have the joy of Jesus Christ in our heart, if we don't, who will? Who will? Make sure your priorities are true priorities. Make sure they are God's priorities. As a matter of fact, maybe our top three priorities ought to be God, Christian life, living a Christian life, and then spouse and children, or if you're a youth, God and Christian life, school and friends. Maybe those ought to be our top three priorities. What do you think? Let's pray. Dear God, we give You thanks and praise for this day. We give You thanks and praise for the hope and the joy and the healing that You bring to us. Dear God, I pray for those men in this room. I ask that You anoint us in such a way that we are man enough to step out and be men of Christ. Those women in this room, I pray, Lord, in Jesus' name, that You anoint them in such a way that they are women of Christ, that they live every aspect of their life as true Christian disciples. Dear God, I pray for the men in this church so that they can be Sunday school teachers and they can be good examples so that our young boys and our young men understand what it looks like to be a Christian man in this world. I ask You to anoint this church, God. Help us be so full of Your Spirit that there is an uncontrollable fire in the life of this congregation. We love You, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.